下面一起来诵读海德堡教理问答第67问。我来问问题，请弟兄姐妹和我一起来念答案。那么圣言与圣礼的设立目的都是为指引我们相信耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲乃是我们得救的唯一基础吗？诚然如此，因为圣灵在福音里教训我们，又借着圣礼向我们保证我们的救恩全靠基督在十字架上一次献上的牺牲。下面请阿特牧师来为我们证道，他今天证道的题目是无知财主的比喻。
Good morning.
弟兄姊妹早。
First of all, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
首先为在座所有的父亲祝你父亲节快乐。
May the Lord bless you to be a good and loving father and husband.
愿我们的主保守你变成一个慈爱的父亲和有蛮有爱的丈夫。
Leading your family to grow in the Lord.
带领你的家庭在主里基督里面有成长。
Today we are going to take a pause from 1 Timothy.And as I need a break after returning from the West Virginia yesterday.
今天呢，我们会从提摩太前书那个讲道稍微有一个稍作休息，因为我刚从这个西弗吉尼亚州短宣回来。
We will wrap up First Timothy. We only have one message left in the first week of July, which is in 2 weeks.
我们在七月份的第一个星期，就是从现在讲有两个星期以后，我们会把提摩太前书最后一点把它讲完。
And since I've been talking so much about money and contentment in 1 Timothy chapter 6, I thought it would be a good idea to supplement that teaching. In fact, the teaching that I have today is going to be working kind of like an introduction to the next sermon.
因为我就是在前面在提摩太前书第六章讲了很多关于这个金钱和知足这个话题，所以我今天想用路加福音这个段在关于这个金钱那个方面再展开讲一下，这个就像为我下面的一节就好像做一个介绍一样。
So the parable that I'm going to be talking about today is the parable of the rich fool from Luke chapter 12, 13 to 21.
那我今天讲的这个比喻呢，就是在路加福音第十二章13到21节里面这个无知财主的比喻。
Before we come to God's word, let's pray together.
那我们在聆听神的话语之前，让我们先一起低头祷告。
Almighty God, as we come to proclaim Your word,
我们蛮有能力的神，我们在来到你的面前，来一起要宣扬你的话语之前。
May You speak to us through Your Holy Spirit.
求你借着圣灵对我们说话。
Give us ears to hear and hearts to understand.
给我们可听的耳朵和心，让我们能够理解你的话语。
That we may not refuse or ignore your voice.
以至于我们不会拒绝，更不会忽视你自己的声音。
And captivate us by your Son Jesus, our Lord.
求你借着你自己的爱子耶稣，也就是我们的救主，能够完全的夺走我们的心。
In His name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
I'm going to ask Tony to please read for us in Luke chapter 12.Verses 13 to 21, please.
好，我们现在来读这个路加福音第十二章十三到二十一节这个地方。众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。”因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富，就用比喻对他们说：有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说：我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说：我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说：灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说：无知的人呐，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
Thanks be to God for His word.
感谢神赐给我们这样的话语。
Let's look at this passage from three points.
我们通过三点来看一看刚才读的 这些经文。
The first one is beware of the concerned for the present.
首先是我们要对当下，要就只关注当下这样的一个警惕。
The reason Jesus told this parable is because someone in the crowd interrupted Jesus in the middle of his teaching.
耶稣之所以分享这个比喻，是因为在听众中有个人就是在耶稣讲道的时候打断了他。
That someone asked Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
那个人就打断他说，夫子，请你来，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分家业。
Every year at our church's summer Bible camp, I get to visit different classes, each class each day, to answer any questions that the children have about the Bible.
每年这个暑期圣经营的时候，我们牧师都会在每天他去，去不同的小孩这个班级，去来给这个孩子们解释他们的问题。
I look forward to it at the end of July this year.
今年也是，这个七月底的时候我们有暑期圣灵。
I especially love the green class, which is the kindergartners.
我们牧师特别喜欢就是那个绿色的那个班，就是那个幼儿园、幼稚园那个小朋友的班。
They have questions that are so innocent, but also sometimes very thoughtful sometimes.
因为这些小朋友经常会就问这种很天真，有的时候比较突兀这种问题。
Last year there was this one question from a young boy that came out of nowhere.
去年就有个小朋友，小男孩就是问了我一个，就是突然问我一个问题。
Why are you bald?
他说为什么你是秃顶？
It is so unrelated to anything I've been saying, and it's so funny.
他这个问题呢，跟我当时要讲的东西没有任何关系。但是我听起来就觉得很可惜。
I didn't mind and I answered him because he's so cute.
我其实也不介意，所以我就回答了，因为我觉得这个小孩很可爱。
But when a grown man who interrupts the teacher of all teachers in the middle of his teaching with some out of the place question, this is not cute at all. This is rude.
但是作为一个成年人，在一个教师讲到正酣的时候，突然用一个完全不相关的问题打断他，这个的话就不可爱了，甚至说可以有点比较行为举止比较粗鲁。
So what makes this man's question so jarring, so out of place?
那为什么这个问耶稣这个问题，这个人的问题就是听起来很刺耳，不合时宜的？
If you look back in the previous verses, Jesus has been teaching about the acknowledgement of the Son of Man, Jesus.
因为如果你在这个看这个前面的经文的话，就耶稣正在讲，就是关于，这个是神子的这样的一个话题，就是关于讲神的儿子这样一个话题。
He's been talking about the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
他讲的是一直就是关于亵渎圣灵的这样一个罪。
And before that, he was talking about the danger of religious hypocrisy in chapter 12, verses 1-11.
那在这之前，在路加福音第十二章一到十一节，他是在耶稣其实在讲，他是防备那个宗教假冒伪善这样一个话题。
All these are very important and serious spiritual lessons and warnings.
那这所有的这些话题，其实都是在属灵上非常重要的这些警示。
So what this man is doing is almost like he's saying, "Teacher, enough of the spiritual stuff. Just tell me something that I can use that's applicable to me now in my life. That is practical."
那这个人的话题几乎就好像是听起来就感觉，这个夫子，你这个讲属灵的事情讲够了，给我讲点现实的，让我能够应用在自己生活里面的东西吧。就好像这样的一个问题。
All he could think of is money, wealth, and possession for this life.
他想的就是都是眼前这个金钱财富，就是财产，他都想满眼都想的是这些。
He is so preoccupied with what matters, what's practical for him now in the present.
他自己这个心里面占满的也是他当下的对他比较重要的这些财务的问题。
Just this, it says so much about our spiritual dullness and dark and a lack of spiritual appetite, doesn't it?
那这一点其实也能够反映出我们自己在属灵上面的有的时候的麻木，或者是我们根本就没有属灵这方面的胃口，不是吗？
This man's behavior reflects so much on how we and the world think and measure what truly valuable now in the present.
那这个人他的这个问题和行为其实完全就折射出我们今天这个世界是如何衡量当下对你真正有价值的。
We prefer figuring out our life on earth now, especially with our finances, over figuring out our life in eternity.
我们宁愿花心思去思考，就是在当下我们如何规划我们在地上的生活，尤其是财务，也不愿意花时间去思考这个永恒的关于属灵的事情。
That's one of the reasons why we spend so much time on news, on YouTube, then listening to sermon, then on word, on God's word, or on a prayer.
这就是为什么我们花更多的时间去听新闻、刷社交媒体，也不愿意去就是多余你去愿意听到读神话语的时间。
We don't know exactly what's going on with the inheritance dispute this man has with his brother.
那我们在这里面不确切知道到底这个人和他的这个兄弟之间关于财产这个分割到底有什么样的纠纷。
But it is clear from what we can tell that this man wants what his brother won't give him.
但是你能够显而易见的能够看出来，这个人想要的东西恰恰是他的兄弟好像不愿意给他的。
Whatever it is, Jesus' answer is very curious in verse 14.
那在十四节里面，耶稣的这个回答也是耐人寻味。
He says, "Man, who make me a judge or arbitrator over you?"
他说你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官
？Now, don't be mistaken by this. Jesus' point is not that he has no right or no ability or no place to judge our personal.Earthly matters. That's not what he meant.
那大家不要搞错，就是耶稣这样的回答，他并不是说他没有权利或者没有这个能力，没有资格来审判我们这些地上的事，不是这个意思。
Jesus' point here is that he came to the world to do something that is not about this.
他的话语的真实的意思是他来到世界要做他的目的，不是为了刚才所说的。
Elsewhere, he talks about how he came to preach the kingdom of God. He came to accomplish salvation.
那我们在圣经其他地方，你知道，他耶稣基督来是为了宣扬神的国度，并且要成就这个救赎。
This is similar to when Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world." In John 18.
这个就像约翰福音第十八章里面说，就耶稣说，我的国不属这世界。
And it is almost like as if Jesus is saying, "Man, you're focusing on the wrong things right now."
这个就仿佛耶稣就是在说，朋友，你现在关注的这个焦点就错了。
But let me address your spiritual problem, and that is your motivation.
所以让我来给你纠正一下你真正的属灵的根本的问题，就是你自己的动机有问题。
And the problem of this man is the problem of covetousness.
那他自己的这个动机的根本的原因就是他的贪心。
Jesus says in verse 15, "One's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
那耶稣在第十五节里面他说，人的生命不在乎家财丰富。
Notice Jesus here is not against having any possessions to meet our present needs, what we need in life.
那耶稣他在这儿也不是说，就是说，你这个在。我们有根本的这个需求就不重要，他不是这个意思。
He is warning against the heart's desire, the motivation to have far more than what we need just for ourselves in our present earthly life.
那他是在警告，就是那种想拥有那种远远超过我们所需要的这样的一个心不止就是要满足地上这种自我私欲的这样一个心和动机。
He is warning against covetousness.
那耶稣在这里面警告的就是这种贪心。
Covetousness is a gateway sin that would lead to many other sins in life.
那这个贪心其实就是要把我们带到世上有很多这个罪的这样的一个门。
It leads to all kinds of idolatrous acts.
它经常就是让我们在生活中产生各种各样的这种偶像崇拜。
It leads to blasphemy, disobedience.
亵渎或者是悖逆。
It can lead to murder, hatred.
甚至可以带来贪心，可以带来仇恨，带来谋杀。
It can lead to lust and adultery.
带来奸淫。
It can lead to theft, greed, and lying.
甚至带来就是你的盗窃，你的谎言。
Think about this. It was covetousness in Adam and Eve's heart that made them to desire for more freedom to choose than to be content with what God has given them already.
那如果你留意的话，其实当时就是因为。亚当和夏娃的贪心让他们渴望让他们获得就是超过他们这个神给他们设定的这样的一个自由。
And that had led to the fall of mankind.
以至于导致了这个人类的堕落。
So, how does covetousness manifested in modern materialism?
那这个贪心在现实当中，这个现实这个物质世界，这种物质主义上面，它是怎么显示出来的
？Here's one example.
啊，那我这儿有一个例子。
When I used to, many of you know that I used to be a graphic designer.
那你们知道的话，就是我们徐牧师以前他是个这种设计师。
There was a book that I came across. The book is called it's a book about branding. The book is called The Brand Gap.
那以前我读过一本书，这个书的名字呢，它就讲品牌之间的鸿沟。
So here's one insightful thought from this book.
那这个书里面有这样一段，就是我觉得比较深刻的见解。
When you buy something, you can join any number of brands or tribes on any number of dates.
那你买不同的品牌的话，你其实可以就是在不同的日子加入这个任意数量的这种品牌或者是群体。
Having certain brand that you're using would make you feel like you're something bigger than yourself.
那有的时候你获得了某种品牌的时候，会让你产生这种感觉，就是感觉好像你其实比你自己的那个地位还要高一样，这样的那种感觉。
You can belong to the Nike brand when you exercise.
你运动的时候，你可以属于这个耐克的那个阵营。
Or to the Tesla tribe when you drive.
你开车的话，可以属于特斯拉这一组。
Or to the Apple or Samsung clan when you use your smartphone.
或者你用智能手机的时候，你可以属于苹果或者三星这样的部落。
You are part of a select people, or so you feel when you use or buy any products of these clearly differentiated companies.
就是你在用这种品牌这种很鲜明的这种品牌的时候，你会误以为自己就是属于那种好像是某一类的精英，就是这样这种感觉。
Here's a great line from the book and a quote.
那书里面有这样一个我觉得特别好的一句话。
Brands are little gods of modern life.
他说这个品牌是我们现代生活的小神明。
Each ruling a different need, activity, mood, or situation.
就各自统治着这种不同的需求、不同的心情或者是不同的需要。
Yet you feel like you are in control.
以至于你自己觉得自己好像在掌控一切。
End quote. The thing is, if one of your latest gods fell out of your favor, you can always switch to another one.
而且呢，你最近如果崇拜的这个偶像呢，你觉得没有什么意思了，你总是还可以不新鲜了，你总是可以换成另外一个。
This really tells us a great deal about how covetousness manifested in modern materialism.
这个就是切实的，就是让我们看出来这个贪心在现代社会这种物质主义里面是什么样子的。
You think you're in control before you know it, you're not.
就是在你知道之前。意识之前，你一直觉得自己好像是掌控一切的。
Because you will keep seeking other gods to satisfy your desire in the presence.
因为你一直在找这种小神明来，就是满足自己心里面的欲望。
Because why? You have a deep concern of what you want now.
为什么会这样呢？是因为我们每个人都是对自己现在所要的，就是有过度的这样的关注。
You have a deep concern of your identity right now.
你对自己的这个定位也特别的关注。
So the first point here is that beware of the concern of the present.
所以第一点我刚才讲的就是对当下的关注要有警惕性。
In particular, covetousness.
特别是这个贪心这方面。
So that's number one. There's more to learn here.
这是第一点，那还有更多的。
Second, beware of the concern for the self.
第二，就是我们要对自我的过度关注要有警惕。
You really cannot miss, even just in a general sense, how many times this rich man in this parable refers to himself.
那即使你就是粗略的看一下刚才这个经文，你也能看到这个，你也不可能忽略就是这个比喻里面这个财主是怎么提及自己的。
Look at him. He said in verse 17, he thought to himself, and he said, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops."
对，就像第十七节，他说自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，这怎么办呢
？And then verse 18, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grains and my goods.
在第十八节他说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆毁，另盖更大的，在那里好储藏我的一切食物和我的财物。
With verse 19, he has more. I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.
那第十九节同样他说，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
How self-centered is he really?
你能看出这个人是多么的关注自我。
Life is all about him. No one else.
他的生命就是都是以他自我为中心的，跟其他的无关。
Notice in verse 18, he wants bigger barns.
你看在第十八节里面他要盖更大的仓房。
Not only to store his extra grain,
不只是要储藏他的多余的财粮食。
But also his goods, that would be his stuff, his extra stuff, his possession, that's materialism.
还包括他的财物，就是他的多余的这种私人的这个物品，那这个就是物质主义。
And all that money, wealth, and possession is for what? It's for his own happiness.
他所有的这个金钱、财富和资产，都是为了他个人的快乐。
It's all for his future comfort and ease.
为了他这个未来的安逸。
For his food, for his enjoyment.
为了他的这个食物，为了他自己的享乐。
It's all about him.
都是与他自己有关的。
Again, I must say this: that Jesus is not condemning having money or wealth or possession as if it is an evil thing in itself.
那我要再次强调的，在这里面，耶稣并不是说要谴责有财物这个事情本身。
No, nor is Jesus is saying that money, wealth, or possession always produce evil, and because of that, it is to be avoided. No, that's not what Jesus is saying.
那耶稣也不是说这个财物、金钱就一定会导致败坏，这个并不是耶稣的本意。
But here he is truly condemning the accumulation of money, wealth, and possession solely and chiefly for yourself.
那耶稣在这里面谴责的就是一直为个人积累财富，就是就所有的一切以自己为中心。
For your own enjoyment in life to take and make life easy.
你的这个所有的行为都是为了在这个世上让你自己的生活能够安逸。
We talk about this in 1 Timothy chapter 6, didn't we?
那我们以前在这个提摩太前书第六章的时候，我们探讨过这个事情。
Chapter 6 verse 10, Paul doesn't say, remember, he didn't say that, Paul doesn't say that money is the root of all kinds of evil. We talk about it.
那在提摩太前书第六章第十节的时候，那个保罗他没有说金钱是万恶之源。
He said the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
他说的是贪恋金钱是万恶之源。
It is the love of money for the concern for the self that is the root of all kinds of evil.
那这种就是因为你贪恋金钱导致的我们的这个过度关注跟金钱有关的这样的事情，这个才是万恶之根。
The point is this, that it is never about the amount of money or wealth and possession that Christians should have or shouldn't have.
那我想说的是，就是这个基督徒，你一生就是你能够拥有多少财富，这个事情本身，跟我们刚才讲的这个无关话题。
It is about your attitude, your feelings toward them, your possession and your money.
那真正有关的是我们自己对财富、对金钱它的这种态度，这个是有关的。
Whether having any of them is just for you.
你是否拥有这个金钱和财富，就是为了自己。
Verse 20, God says to this rich man.
那在第二十节里面，神这样说
Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?
无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
To call someone a fool from a biblical perspective is not about someone's intelligence or level of knowledge or education.
那从这个属灵的角度叫一个人就是无知的人 他这个本身并不是讲的他这个纯粹的智力。
It is a moral judgment.
这个是更多的是一个道德方面的一个审判。
In Psalm 14:1 or 53:1, the same verse here, it says, The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
因为如果你记得话，在诗篇第十四篇和第五十三篇里面都有这样说，他说，愚顽人心里说，没有神。
In other words, a fool is someone who is all aboutHis or her own concerns, which is equivalent to denying God and His existence and His control and God's purpose in His life.
那换句话说，就是这种所谓的愚顽的人，他们凡事考虑的都是自己的这样的一个关注点，这相当于就是本质上否定了神的存在和神的这个掌管。
Look at this closely. Jesus starts this parable by saying in verse 16, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully."
那你看的话，耶稣在讲这个比喻，就是在这个第十六节里面，他并没有说一个财主辛苦工作结出了丰盛的土产。
He said the land produced plentifully, but he didn't say what he didn't say was a rich man worked hard and produced plentifully.
对，他说这个田产丰盛，并没有说这个财主辛苦的工作以至于财产丰盛。耶稣没有这样说。
Because prosperity clearly doesn't come from the man himself.
因为我们知道这个丰盛并不是出于这个有钱的人自己。
But it comes from God who blesses the land to yield harvests.
而是神赐福这个赐福给这个土地，以至于这个土地就是田产丰盛。
This man shows no thought for, no acknowledgement of, no gratitude toward God whatsoever.
但这个人就是他根本就。不在乎，他也没有任何的，你能看出来，他根本就没有任何的思考，也不承认，也不感恩。
He probably thought, believed that, well, I bought the land, I hired the workers, I tilled the ground.
也许他自己心里面是这样想的，就是说，你看这个地是我买的，人工也是我雇的，地是我翻的，种子是我播的，等等。
I sold the seeds, I watered the field.
对，我播了种，我浇灌了这个田地。
I oversaw the harvest myself all through my own hard work.
那我就是一直是我来亲自盯着，所以这个收获也都是我自己辛苦努力赚来的。
Foolishness is about you or anyone who only count on your own works and efforts in doing anything in life.
那这个无知或者是这个愚昧，就是说我们在任何人在做事情的时候，只是把这个努力好像归于我们自己。
The sad thing is people in the world throughout human history, perhaps even including us here, certainly does, we have high regards of people who behave and think like this.
但是很遗憾的就在人的这个历史上面，很多人，也许包括你和我都是这样，就是对这种状态，努力这种人就是推崇备至。
Because this is how our world sees success.
因为这个就是我们的这个世界是怎样来看待成功的。
That it comes, success comes from our self-effort.
认为这个成功就是因为个人的奋斗。
Let me briefly say this, that this isn't just about atheists, about unbelievers.
那我想跟大家说一下，这个问题不只是就是发生在无神论者身上，或者是这种不信的人身上。
Many Christians, of course, don't categorically deny God in their life.
那很多基督徒虽然在名义上不在生活中不否定神。
But we do deny God functionally and practically in our daily lives.
但我们在日常生活中，在这种你真实的这种生活中，很多时候我们确实就是否定了神。
We deny him in the choices we make, in the money, the time that we spend on things.
就是在我们日常生活中，比如说我们在金钱和时间这种分配啊，这种上面，我们经常就是把神完全排除在外。
We deny him in the efforts that we put into our work.
比如我们在工作上面的这个努力。
Fools, that's what God says, that God calls anyone who lives by self-effort, denying his sovereign control and involvement in life.
那这种就是在生活中把这种神的主权就是完全就是排斥在外面，那我想神只能就是叫我们这些愚昧的无知的人。
And also, this man is an utterly immoral fool in the sense that he shows no concern for people in need whatsoever.
另外这个财主的话，你如果看的话，他即使在道德上他也是一个非常无知的人，因为他对别人的这个处在困境有需要的这个人的需要他根本就不在乎。
He's blessed with so much grain that he never gave any thoughts of giving any to it to the poor.
就他已经有这么多财产了，但是他你从这个里面看出来，他没有任何的想去关怀或者是分享他的财富给那些有需要的人。
This was during the time in Palestine when 70-80% people were living in poverty.
那大家如果知道的话，在当时这个巴勒斯坦这个地区，大概70-80%的人都是生活在这个极度贫困之中。
And not only that, he shows no interest to grow more crops.
而且他也根本就无意就是要扩大生产。
Or at least sell some of it to the market, perhaps that could benefit the economy or the community.
或者将他的粮食能够卖给市场的一部分，能够促进当时的这个经济，他根本就没有这样想。
No, he's just gonna put up a hedge around his grain to protect it, to save it for himself.
他的这个做法就是他就是想建个高墙，把自己的这个谷物就是就保护起来，藏起来。
All for his future comfort and enjoyment.
完全就是为了他自己将来的安逸。
Isn't it kind of sick?
这个是不是让你觉得这个人就是甚至有些病态？
By the way, you never heard of the financial term hedge funds?
对你听说过就是有这个财务的，好像是对冲基金的。
Well, you build a hedge around your own money.
就是就好像那个像个篱笆一样，你把自己的一个资金就是圈起来。
God says, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?"
他就在第二十节里面，神对他说：“无知的人呐、啊，你今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢
？”Let us be reminded that we are not in control of our lives. God is.
我们这句话提醒我们，我们自己的生命就是。不是在我们自己手中掌控的，只有神才可以。
If you know you only have one day, one week, or one month, or one year to live,
那如果
how will you spend your time, your money, your energy now?
那如果你知道你自己可能只剩下最后一天一个星期、一个月或者一年的生命了，那你会如何使用你自己的时间呢
？Remember, you don't know when you will die. Only God does.
我们要知道我们自己在这个地上的日子，我们不知道要什么时候，要有多长，只有神知道。
Here's a story of a certain man named Bob.
那在这个有我再给你举个例子，就是有这样一个人，他名字叫鲍勃。
He took absolutely nothing for granted in life.
那他在生活中就是他不会把任何事情当成就是理所当然的，不愿意冒任何风险。
He kept a large toolbox and first aid kit in the trunk of his car just in case.
他就是在自己的这个车的那个后备箱里面放了一个很大的工具箱和急救包，就是以防万一。
He had an insurance on everything, and even had insurance on his insurance.
他所有的，他所有的，
just in case.
他所有东西都买了保险，甚至为他的保险还再买保险来加保。
And he carried an umbrella with him to work every day, even when the weather forecast said that there's a zero chance of rain, just in case.
他每天上班带着一把雨伞，即使是在天气预报说今天就下雨的这个可能性是零，但是他还要以防万一。
He filled his safe deposit box with gold coins just in case the stock market crashes.
他在自己的保险箱里面塞满金币，就是以防万一股市给崩溃了。
He had enough pension and retirement money to live well and travel often, even if he lived to 125, just in case he does live to 125.
他的这个退休金就是多的足够他能够一直花，就是到处旅游，能够用到125岁，就是万一他活到125岁的话。
But there was one thing Bob gave little thought to.
但是有一件事情他几乎从来没有思考过。
What would happen to his soul after he died?
就是他死了以后他的灵魂会去哪儿。
He thought, what could be more impractical?
他会觉得还有比这个更不切实际的一个问题吗？
Although he had heard the gospel multiple times, he never gave it and Christian living any serious thought.
他这个福音听过很多次了，但是他对这个基督教的这个信仰，他从来没有认真的思考过。
He joked with his friend saying, "Most likely we die like a dog and then it's over."
他经常就是甚至和这个朋友们开玩笑，就觉得人死如灯灭，就死了就一了百了。
Wouldn't you know it? When Bob was 40, he was killed in a car accident instantly.
但谁能料到，在鲍勃四十岁的时候，有一次车祸发生了，他当场就死亡了。
To Bob's surprise, his soul didn't extinguish like a candle.
但是让鲍勃这个非常这个惊奇的是，他死了以后，灵魂并没有一下子像如灯灭。
God said to him in hell, "How could you be so foolish?"
神就在阴间对他说：“你怎么能如此的糊涂
？”You prepared for everything, but what matters most?
你在世上万事都做了准备，但是你却不知道哪一件事情是最重要的。
You see, unless you live now in light of eternity, you are going to waste time focusing on the things of this earth.
大家，我要提醒的就是，除非在今天你在亮光里面能够看到在永恒里面什么重要，那否则你一定会就是把你的注意力都集中在我们你当下的这个需要。
Do enjoy this life now, but as Christians, focus on the things that matter to God.
那大家可以享受现在的生活，但是作为基督徒，请把焦点对准神所看重的事情。
That's my last point. Focus on the concern of God.
那这个就是我想讲的最后一点，就是要聚焦神所关注的事情。
And by the way, just in case you don't believe God or hell, here's what Jesus is doing here.
那万一你还不太相信有这个天堂地狱的话，那我给你解释，就是耶稣在这里面是要讲这样一件事。
How do you feel when you died when someone else who may be very undeserving is enjoying all that you have spent your time to toil, to gain, to amass in your life?
那不知道大家是对这个问题是怎么思考的？就是假如你这个过世了，那你对这个其他人？在这儿好好的享受你在世的时候积累的这个财富和各种各样的这个物质，你对这样一个事情你有什么感觉？
Or else that your possession, your money, everything just get divided up, dispersed into non-existence.
那或者是你在世的时候积累的财富被别人分的就是干干净净，就是什么都没了。
That's sad. I mean, if you don't have anything beyond life to think of.
那如果你在世界上没有其他所关注的，只是关注你这个世上这个财产的话，那我刚才描述这个情景可能会让你觉得很悲哀。
God wants you to be rich toward Him.
但是神希望你富足，但是是要在他面前富足。
Not rich in laying up treasure for yourself in this life.
不是把就是为了你自己今生来积攒财富。
God is not impressed by any of your money or wealth or even your ability, your intellect, the hard work or dedication to gain or ability to gain any of it.
那神也不会对你这个在世积累的这个金钱，你的财富甚至你这个挣钱的能力，好像多么的留下多么深刻的印象。
Richness toward God, which has to do with your soul, is richness that lasts beyond this life into eternity.
那真的是就是在神里面这样的富足，才是能够跨越这个今天，能够带到永恒里面的。
So how do we get it?
那我们如何获取呢？
Well, for you or anyone to be rich toward God, you must become poor in your spirit.
那如果每一个人想在神里面富足的话，首先要我们要在灵里面要贫穷。
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
因为耶稣在这个马太福音这个登山宝训里面，他讲这个虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
You must come to the point in your life to know that you don't deserve anything.
你必须在你的生命中要走到一个地步，就是你要意识到，其实你就是什么都不配拥有。
You are not entitled to anything, any money, wealth, or possession.
也没有任何这个资格，就是要索取这个金钱财富。
And you don't even deserve God.
甚至我们根本连拥有神这样一个事情都不配。
You must admit your own spiritual impoverishment and bankruptcy.
你必须要意识承认自己在这个属灵上面就是是多么的匮乏，是完全的破产。
That without God's grace, you are nothing but a horrendous sinner.Who is selfish, self-centered, and self-focused?
如果没有神的恩典，我们不过是一个这个自私的、自我为中心的这样一个满怀私欲的这样一个罪人。
You must empty yourself of anything in life like this.
你必须要倒空自己生命中的一切。
Whether it is your money, your wealth, possession.
不管是你的金钱还是你的财产。
Or your work, or maybe your look, your intellect.
或者是你的工作、你的外貌、你的智力。
Oh, maybe your strength, your education, your love life, even.
你的能力、你的学历、你的爱情。
Even your family and children, anything.
甚至包括你的家庭和孩子。
You must empty yourself of anything that would compete or take the place of God in your life.
我们必须要在我们的生命中把和神这个竞争，甚至要取代神位置这样的事物，要把它倒空。
That's really hard, isn't it?
这个很难，对不对？
For absolutely you will fail, won't you?
因为就是我们可能注定就会失败。
And this is where you need to focus on the ultimate concern of God.
所以我们最后是要聚精会神，就是神终极他关注什么。
Jesus is the one who tells this parable.
耶稣是在讲这个比喻的这个主角。
Jesus is the one who even though he was rich, as the infinite God who was in heaven,
那耶稣他自己作为这个无限的神，他在天上有一切的丰盛。
But he became poor for us.
他但是为我们降卑变成贫者。
He died in ultimate weakness for our sin on the cross.
为我们的罪，在十字架上死，就是变成了一个极度软弱的这样一个形象。
So that we can be rich in him.
以至于让我们能够在他里面变成富足。
For he has conquered the grave and he lives forever.
因为他已经战胜了坟墓，而且在要有永生。
In other words, if you truly and fully trust in Jesus for doing what you cannot do, you are forgiven. You are given forgiveness and the eternal life with God.
换句话说，如果你真正的这个完全的信靠神，那你就必罪得赦免，并且与神同享这个永远的生命。
If you truly believe in this tremendous grace of God,
那如果你真正相信神这样一个长阔高深的恩典，
then in your gratitude,You would want to please God by becoming like His Son Jesus.
那在你的感恩中，你自然就会渴望想变成，想要效法神的儿子耶稣基督。
You would want to be like Jesus, who is selfless and self-giving.
你想变成像耶稣这样一个无私、甘愿付出的这样的一个人。
You would want to fight against your self-servingness and your self-centered desires all through your life by Christ's resurrection power.
你也愿意借着这个耶稣基督复活的大能，要去在这个你的生活中和自己的自私自利、以自我为中心这意念进行属灵的征战。
And if and when you fail, you will fail, which absolutely I know you will. We will.
甚至在当你失败的时候，你也必然会失败。
Here's the amazing thing is that we can come to repent and trust in Jesus.
在那个时候，我们可以来到耶稣基督面前来悔改，并且来信靠。
He is there to forgive us.
耶稣基督就在那里面，他会饶恕我们。
He is there to give us His strength to do better.
而且他也愿意给我们更多的力量，让我们做得更好。
And your becoming better, becoming more like Jesus, doesn't earn anything from God.
那而且我们变得越来越像耶稣基督的话，并不是我们从神里面能够挣到什么。
Except that you are identifying yourself.With Jesus.
只是让我们和耶稣基督就是越来越联合。
You come to receive and experience His richness in His mercy and His grace.
让我们能够在神里面能够经历他自己的丰盛，经历他的恩典。
This is what God wants us to focus on.
这个才是神想让我们聚焦的事物。
Let us be rich in Him.
那让我们一起能够在神里面变成真正富足的人。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you for the glorious gospel grace that you have given us in Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你借着耶稣基督赐给我们这样的有福音的恩典。
For we recognize the richness of this gospel grace.
我们能够让，因为我们承认这样福音里面有极大的这种恩典。
In our self-centeredness, our selfishness, we're impoverished. We are bankrupt.
在我们自己以我们自己这个自我为中心这样一个出发点里面，我们里面是多么的这个匮乏，多么的就是极度的破产。
But through faith in Christ, we have the opportunity, Lord, to come become selfless, self-giving like Him.
但我们借着对耶稣基督的信心，让我们能够变得越来越像他，变成一个无私的、愿意自我奉献的。
Help us to know, truly know what richness in you means.
求你能够。再次的让我们能够真正的领会在神里面的富足是什么意思。
And so that we may strive to live in such richness.
以至于我们能够在神的富足里面能够努力的生活。
In Christ's name we pray, amen.
奉基督的名祷告。